This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Underrated legend in the place. For the energy came from you until I touched Mike. Got a whole roof for your rage. New school, yeah, I'm improved in a way. Way better than the niggas that you used to behave. The shorty in a tracksuit, like who's brave? Got me walking like I'm using a cane. Shit, who's this? Who's trying to get busy with a kid? I was really getting busy with a fifth. Sincerely, get Lizzie in a bitch. Really in a dip. Done money trying to get silly with a chip. Shooting up your up nars, Carlos and Gaulas. I bet you can't see for the mist.
I'm back on my bullshit. Chicago murder spree. If I hit him with a full clip, his soul might end up in purgatory. It's nothing personal, so don't take it personally. But I'll give a nigga the whole Bible if he's got one verse for me. Washing machine to these niggas, I wash an MC when I spin him. What's an MC to a killer like? What's an MC when I kill him? You don't want an MC when I spit in, it's a serpent's phlegm. Venomous business, earth these man when I'm firing. How they gonna win? All kind of elements in this.
Yeah, I hear you, but I ain't tryna hear none of that. It's my team that's got these youths running back. But these niggas quick grind, man, they ain't coming back. And you had the gal them singing for you. I never had gal them singing for me. But them gal would fist fight for the kid. Look, I had the gal them swinging for me. Bro, what's your thoughts like? You can see I got diamonds in my teeth, so don't be surprised every time that I talk right. We got them things that would come with a torchlight. They hear one Drake album. Now these fuckboys think they can talk like that's a newspaper. I put your dad on the cover for talking more life.
If I didn't tell him I was coming, illegal with a rope, another four pick. Letter to his cousin, press trigger, man, and press people button. Yeah, dead nigga, Maguan, Reaper, Sutton. Ed, Phil, and Maguan, leave it running. Some man are coming like Wayne in Shutters.
I am in
Max Donnie.
10, 9,
8. He's a countdown rocket bars.
7, 6,
the sound of beat. I can show you where the pockets are.
4, 3, 2.
You got so much potential. Listen to me. You'll be round a long time.
1,
just paste and copy, dog.
Boom. Got me bugging. Know what I'm like when I'm under attack. Every time a nigga body's starting, they be bugging. They be saying I'm the reason why they never coming back. Nigga, wait. Put the whole scene on my back. I'm a one. Fuck that, I ain't done. They got their forearm muscles from gym. Might come from whipping a nigga with a gun. Ain't one of these new school niggas. Uber sure ditching YouTube niggas. You boy, I come from the dirty dip. I would shoot and move quick the roof off niggas. Flip the script quick and hit these niggas. Blew your eye quick and quit these niggas. Kidda, kidda. I'm kidda, kidda. Due to evict these niggas. I am me.
Dead man, graveyard, tombstone. Contract killer, no loopholes. Monopoly, chest and Cluedo. Man's bored of the games and you know. Tai Chi, Mai Tai, Judo. Fuck that shit, I'm in shoot mode. Rolex, Breitling, Hublot. I take man's time on the route home. Mercury, Neptune, Pluto. Give a nigga some space, you're too close. Obese, heavyweight, sumo. Used to put food on scales like Bruno. Bruno, who's Bruno? Bruno, from you know. As in Bruno in danger. Bruno with an Uno.
That's Cadet featuring Getz, Nothing Personal. Did you hear that bit at the end? That scared Natalie.
Yeah,
it made me jump.
She genuinely jumped. You shouldn't play this type of music if it's going to have that effect on
you. Well,
it
had finished, and then it came back.
Are you a big horror movie fan?
I am, actually, yeah.
And that scared you?
Yeah. Horror movies don't.
Why not?
Actually, no, they do, but I like to be scared, so that's fine.
Yeah, I like to be scared, but don't get scared by horror movies.
None of them?
No.
Not even The Exorcist?
No. Nothing.
Not even the ex. Is that the sort of barometer?
Have you ever seen it? Because you don't like horror films.
I don't
I know
like horror films.
That would be the one that would it would be scary. Any satanic ones are the ones. Possession.
No, okay. See, I need one that's going to be more like something that could happen in real life. Because you know when they get these like got cabin fever or it's ghosts or it's like whatever, and I'm like, this is so.
What cabin fever can happen, can't it?
Mm-hmm. That can happen. So like Texas Chainsaw was based on a real story, I think.
So like. Like over dramatic kind
no,
of thing.
No, but it's real.
But like things. See, I like to watch documentaries on serial killers.
Of course.
Because that is legit. Do you know what I mean? And how like Forensic Files is a good example. How the forensic team did it. How the murderers work. That's more scary because that's real and that can happen to like anyone.
Mm.
Whereas like ghosts.
Speaking of documentaries about killers, I was watching Killer Women with Piers Morgan the other day, wishing it was Killer Women against Piers Morgan, but that's neither here nor there. And all it consisted of was basically Piers Morgan going to a prison. This particular episode, I can't remember the name of the convicted killer that it was about, but allegedly, well, I can say it, that she'd done it because obviously she was
She's
convicted
in prison,
of it. Yeah, she murdered her lover and his girlfriend, but in the reverse order.
Okay.
Well, tried to murder her lover, actually, but didn't. Thought she did. The police made her think she did. But anyway, Piers Morgan basically spent the whole show convincing this woman, who had already been convicted and had spent probably about 15 years so far in this prison, that she'd done it. And I was just like, is that not a waste of money?
What, Piers Morgan spent 15 years convincing her she'd done it?
No, she spent the whole episode.
Oh, sorry, right, okay. I was
but she
say,
had been in prison.
She'd been in prison for like 15 years. And you've just got this podgy fucking guy from England coming over and telling you that you did it. But you're like, look around, bro.
But she's not. She's saying she didn't do it.
She's saying that she didn't do it. But everyone didn't do it, innit?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many more people is he going to fucking interview and try to convince them that they did it? What's the fucking point?
Did he succeed in convincing her?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Fucking.
Well, presumably she's having some appeals, so she's not going to say
she
yes.
Had,
even if
I think
she
had an appeal denied. Is that the legal term?
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember. We used to be lawyers, but left all that behind, so I've forgotten all the terminology.
Well, this isn't Forensic Files or Piers Morgan.
It isn't
Piers Morgan's killer women or Wilhelmine killer killing Piers Morgan.
Wilhelmina killing Piers Morgan. Yeah. It's not, I'm afraid. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, but that's just Payne and Sylvester now, isn't it? We're not lawyers anymore. But sans Sylvester, obviously still including Renzel Nottingham and Sarah DeBunda.
Inside.
We're here at your service if you want to send in any queries that we can help you with. Sort out your life, sort out your relationship, sort out your finances. And we'll also be having a special guest in the form of Joel Baker that will be assisting with your queries. We've got a brand new segment, actually. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but we've got a great new jingle. Yeah. And yeah, it's going to be fun and it's going to be professional.
Well, we're having a few little changes today. Reese has got his little fashion segment coming up as well, a bit
what,
later.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, that's happening.
Yeah, that's happening now.
That's happening.
Yeah.
It's over to you, Reese. No, and also we have someone very special on the phone as well.
We do, yeah. We've got Gwen Dickey from Rolls Royce.
Jeez.
She's going to be chatting to us all the way from. Well, I don't know if she's going to be in Mississippi.
She's in London at the moment.
She's going to be fuming if she's been at the car wash today.
I don't know if that's worth a ding.
I think
no,
it is.
No. I don't think it wasn't really a
I'm
pun.
Gave it one. Well, because car wash, as we know earlier, even for some of the people here, we go, oh, Rolls Royce. You all know car wash. Love don't live here anymore.
So did Dolly Parton do car wash as well?
No,
Christina Aguilera did.
If she covered it, Dolly, I'd like to hear that.
No, Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Because
very similar.
Christina Aguilera.
Both about jobs, isn't it?
Mm.
Christina Aguilera did it in that film that's got the fish in that looks like Harley.
Oh, Finding Nemo?
No.
Shark's Tale.
A Shark's Tale.
Jaws.
And Harley looks like Oscar from A Shark's Tale.
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Yeah, look him up. This is definitely worth your time.
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
I will look up the fish, Harley.
So we're going to have those two guests on the show, and one of them is going to be imparting some wisdom on this fine Wednesday. It's sleazy weather, isn't it?
It is sleazy.
It's the weather it makes you creep around. Even if you're not doing anything sinister, it makes you look like you are. Because you're hunched over, you're sliding about, you're not lifting your feet too much off the ground.
It's true.
There's some people, it makes me rage inside when I see them walking through the rain like it's not raining.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Swinging their legs.
Yeah, how do they do that?
I can't do it. I don't trust people like that.
No.
I mean, you got a dirty house.
They're the same people that don't volley chewing gum when they spit it out.
Sorry, what?
Do you know when you spit out a piece of chewing gum?
Well, I don't ever spit it out because I've got manners and I put it into a tissue or into a bin.
Oh, you're better than me.
Yeah, in that respect, when you just spit out chewing gum. No, that's horrible. I bet you don't do that, Michael.
Only if there's a drain around.
Right, okay.
What, do you not spit it out and catch it on the volley?
Sometimes, if there's something I can kick it, like if, for instance, I'm going over train tracks or I'm going past a park or something, I'll kick it there, but I won't kick it just on the high street.
I'll do it in my nan's living room.
No! The other day when I was on the tube.
Don't invite me around your house, I'll do it.
Well, are you this person then? When a girl stood up on the tube and we all saw her and we're like, oh God, she stood up and on her bottom, it was like chewing gum, but it's stretching out as she was walking towards the door.
I'd tell her.
Well, and we did, but then the trousers, she has to go all day now without on her bum and the trousers are ruined.
Yeah, it happened. Recently, I was on the tube and somebody did that. And then after I told them, I put the newspaper over it so no one else could sit on
it,
and then warned people. So I am a semi-decent human.
Mm.
I've put the chewing gum on the chair, I will tell you after you sign it. Do you know what I mean?
I read that you freeze chewing gum if you get it on clothes
or in your hair.
So one of my
hair. Yeah, not get, freeze hair.
No, get ice packs and ice and whatever and put it around the hair till the chewing gum freezes, and then you can break the chewing gum out of your hair.
It's so time consuming.
Shall I try it? Let's try it. Habib's got a piece of gum. Let's try it with stick you, Reese. Let's no, try it with you.
I don't really have any hair to stick it in.
But anyway, I left this. I had a pair of shorts. I sat in chewing gum and I put them in the freezer, but they were in there for about a year. This was in like. When I moved out, I got a letter from the estate agent just going, you left some shorts in the freezer.
Well, I'd like to know if it worked, though, still.
Yeah, I don't know. He never told me.
Peel the chewing gum off,
let me know what happens. I'll come in and collect them. If not, you can have them.
I don't think you're supposed to actually freeze them where they're full of ice to get it. Or you're supposed to just chisel it off. I don't know, the gum. How frozen do they need to be? I think after a year in a freezer, it's unlikely... Yeah.
Your shorts would just snap.
Yeah, I know, yeah. It's lucky you didn't pull them out and then they just thawed and just turned into liquid shorts. Let's get into some music anyway. And then when we come back, we'll be talking about the Chinese restaurant that's offering discounts to women with bigger boobs and facing a backlash. Smokey Robinson on FUBAR Radio. Payne and Sylvester, sans Sylvester. We're just about to talk about a Chinese restaurant that's offering discounts to women with larger breasts and is obviously facing a backlash. And this restaurant in Hangzhou.
Yeah.
Has been heavily criticised for holding a promotion which gives discounts to people with larger breasts. Well, that's equality, isn't it? I mean, people, they didn't specify that it has to be women.
Yeah, there is that guy who had breast implants as a deer and then, or as a bat and kept him and cracking set of norks, if I don't say so myself.
Norks. If we look on our shared screen right now, we see a photo. It is actually, I feel like, all women in the picture, but the sort of price ranging from the A cup to the G cup.
Hmm.
I get a good deal.
And it is only women depicted as well, so
is.
It shows that they aren't practicing.
One of them's a unicorn, I think, in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see it that clearly.
It doesn't cater for moobs, which is what male boobs are called,
right.
Aren't they?
Hmm. So the poster in the mall advertises the promotion through a series of cartoon characters with varying chest sizes, the tagline being, "The whole city is looking for breasts." Well, that's not entirely true, is it?
And that's not even a very catchy or clever
tagline,
is it?
If it was for a film, would you watch it if that's the film? The whole city is looking for breasts. What would the film
this
be about?
This summer, the whole city is looking for breasts.
I'd be like, what, mate?
Well, where are they looking? Because they would just find each other. Someone would be, people with breasts would be looking for breasts.
Yeah.
You could just look down if you have breasts. Like, oh, there they are.
Yeah. Quest complete.
Wow, yeah.
A price list on the right-hand side shows that women with an A-cup bra get a 5% discount on their meal, whereas women who wear a G-cup get a 65% Ooh. Discount. Women have been told to speak to female waitresses about discounts to avoid embarrassment. Yeah, because that's the way to avoid embarrassment, yeah.
I don't think you walk in there
and people see what people can kind of make up in their minds what discount you're going to get.
She got 65%
off.
Yeah.
There's a 25%er if I've ever seen one.
Do you think they have to measure your boob just at like an M&S or somewhere or a bra shop? So you go in there and they just check. They're like, well, no. You say you're a G cup, whip out a tape measure. Let me just measure
you. They'd have to see, because you could just stuff your bra.
That's what I would do.
I bet the owner just comes out the back. He's just some seedy bloke that just goes, these will do.
You could be wearing like a Wonder Bra or a push up bra. So they might go, like, oh, take that off because then we'll see. Because then it will just, or they could just look at your bra and go, yeah, it's a G cup, fair dues, 65% off or whatever. But I'm just calculating how much Abby and I, before Shay, were talking about this, we were just sort of calculating how much we would get off because we're not G cups, obviously.
Yeah.
I think I'd get a good discount.
Yeah.
So
I think I'd get a decent discount.
Yeah, I think. What cup?
I'd have to pay extra.
For you AAA?
I've got a pigeon chest.
His nickname's Battery. The posters, if anyone's wondering, have been removed after they first appeared on August the 1st and endured the backlash.
Where does the word backlash come from? It's more frontlash here because it's for boobs, but where does backlash come from as a term?
Because you receive the back end, a lashing due to the back end of what's happened, maybe?
Yeah, I reckon it's like when you crack a whip, maybe.
Sure, but then
it goes, maybe if it hits your hand, that's the backlash.
But how is that transformed to, obviously, days when people were being whipped on the back?
I don't think
to coming into
that.
Terminology about, oh,
no, I don't think it's actually, the back is your back,
right.
As in the part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Or the area of the body. I think it's basically the adverb, the after, as in, yeah, exactly. It's the lash that comes. It's the effect of
the back
a lash.
End of what's happened.
Exactly, like blowback.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I mean, no one.
That's
not going around
you.
Yeah. hey, that scandal that's going to cause a lot of blowback, and you see some businessman in an alley with like 10 guys around him.
I think I've seen that, actually. I think.
Yeah. Probably somewhere in China, actually.
Would you go to a restaurant, I'm trying to think, if it transferred to, say, like a male, because it's obviously for women's breasts, if it was maybe for the size of penises?
Yeah, because I'd be getting free fucking dinners.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If it was like, right, if you've got I don't know how it works with penises, it's not cup size, is it? Ball size?
Just be length, right?
Length size.
Ball size. What are you going to get with that?
Balls are horrible as well. No one wants to see that. The whole city's not looking for balls.
And it's just a lot easier to just do length of penis.
Like,
than size of
do
balls.
You know, like, as like a woman, obviously I'm not myself, but like you're going out specifically to pool one night. You're not going out, I'm going to get me a nice set of balls tonight, girls, at the pre-drinks.
Do balls range in size? Could there be an A cup ball and then a G cup ball?
Well, more the fact that you don't put your balls in cups kind of rules that out.
But they have to be sizes of balls. presumably.
Yeah, maybe just the kind of circumference.
And how far they sag, I imagine, as well.
Well, how would this work in a restaurant with men? Would it be penis size and go like, oh, yeah, you've got a 4-inch, you get...
Nothing.
Nothing. You've got a 12-inch, it's free, well done, all you can eat.
I'd lie and say I actually had something off. It's usually longer than this. I'd have to.
But would you do that?
It depends. If the aircon's on in like this room, for example, I'd be having to pay them for food. But you know, if it's like a nice warm day,
yeah,
maybe if I lived in the flats above, I'd just had sex and then ran down with that post.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd have to move in above it.
Okay.
And just fuck continuously if I was hungry.
Just
basically,
before you know it's lunchtime, exactly, be like a rundown. Just pop a Viagra though, wouldn't you?
Doesn't I'm saying the post sex penis looks massive.
Yeah, and you don't want a boner. I'm not that hungry. You know what I mean?
You're running
in
there.
And then you get dessert with that as well.
It would be a compliment to the restaurant, surely, if you're like, every time I come in here, I get hard.
No, they'd probably ban you.
Yeah, that's true.
I reckon.
But
then again, they don't have, you know, very respectable guidelines anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, but what's your feeling about going in there for the whole city? First of all, the whole city's looking for breasts, and second of all, a restaurant that's saying it will give you a discount on boob size.
Well, no, because then it's just saying, like, the bigger the boobs, the better you are, the more, do you know what I mean?
Well, maybe the bigger the boobs, the poorer you are.
Maybe.
Maybe they're casting aspersions on people that have large breasts, saying, well, actually, you are of of lower social value. So
I think I've heard that one
before,
yeah.
This is a charity. You're obviously spending so much money on
they do cost... I'm not going to find... They do cost more.
Could you just... Thank you.
They do cost
they?
More.
That's
a bigger size of bra does cost slightly more.
Well, because like a bigger size T-shirt doesn't cost more. So why would your bigger bra cost more?
That's... Well, a lot of bra sizes go from A to D, and then if you go higher than that, it's like it's a bigger bra.
Yeah, but is it your fault?
No, it's not your fault at all, but they will charge more. So
talking about unfair things, do you know, obviously there's a tampon tax.
I do.
Have you seen that Tesco are now paying the tampon tax, so you don't have to pay it?
Mm-hmm.
You're excited about that, I'm sure. You don't have to pay it anymore, Michael.
I'm eating Haribo to celebrate.
Yeah. I did see it, and well done, Tesco.
They've done some
other
things as well that I saw recently, but I can't remember what. So that was...
That's good.
Step in the right direction, but they should still be free.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Tampons.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, definitely.
I feel like condoms should be
They are. There's a pharmacist near mine that
gives out condoms. Yeah. But if you go to Boots, you can't just go in there and pick up some condoms.
Oh, no,
you've
got to go
to
clinic.
Right. So you've got to go to a special place.
Well, they're free for shoplifters.
Don't shoplift.
No, I'm not saying shoplift, but I'm just saying, like, that's the club you have to join if you want to get things free.
Exclusive club? Yeah.
Oh, that's it. They're giving all leftover food to the homeless.
What in... what's this?
Tesco.
Yeah.
Is this a big initiative? Is this a big drive to seem a bit more philanthropic?
Well, because Aldi and Lidl took over them, didn't they, as the number one supermarket.
Okay.
And then Tesco took a huge loss because of that, because everyone started going to Lidl and Aldi.
Tesco took an L. It's called Tesco now.
It's just called Idl because they gave Tesco an L.
Hey, have you seen that Safeway is coming back?
No.
Well.
We were talking about this Safeway the other day.
We were actually
Morrison's, who bought Safeway,
and
are
that's
now
what we were
bringing
saying.
Them back. They're
Retro.
Going to be opening some stores. I love a
and
bit of Safeway.
Woolworths, I think.
Oh. Woolworths are coming back in store, like in store form.
Everyone
because they're online.
I can shoplift again.
No, you cannot. Nobody.
No, I
can
said
shoplift.
I can. I didn't say I condone it. I just said I can. Do as I say.
If he wanted to, he's not saying he's going to. He's just saying I can.
You could. But
because
you're
it's
not
easy.
Going to. But I could if you want to.
Remember the
don't.
Song? You can buy it or nick it from Woolies.
Nick no.
it. But I doubt if they've got any in.
Was that actually a thing?
Who did that song?
Shine up your buttons with Brasso. It's only 3 halfpennies a tin. You can buy it or nick it from Woolies. But I doubt if they've got any in.
Brasso? What decade are you from?
Yeah, it's about your old man being he shovels shit and he's... He smells like a binman's cuff or something.
What is Brasso? What's Brasso, please?
Brasso, it's to polish up like the button, like buckles on your shoes and the buttons on your...
Brass polish.
Right, okay, cool. So pick and mix was the best thing ever invented.
It was.
I'm sad with that.
I've made my own here.
Yeah, you have. It's delicious. So that's good. Well done. Well done, Morrison's, the best supermarket anyway, for bringing back Safeway and Woolworths.
Bring back QuickSave.
Yeah, bring back QuickSave next, for real. Bring back all the old school supermarkets. Just bring them back and just fight to the death in it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Happy Shopper.
Happy Shopper. What else was there? Netto.
Oh, yeah, Netto. That was a good one. B-jam.
Netto's still about. Netto's up north.
No, not in the UK. There's no more Netto's in the UK.
There's one in Liverpool.
There isn't.
Happy Skiggity. What about B Jam? Do you remember them?
No.
What?
There was, I swear there was a shop called B Jam.
What, a chain?
Yeah, like Iceland or whatever it was, a frozen shop.
B Jam. Sounds suspect.
<Isn't it? laughs> Did they just sell like no frill stuff and that was it?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just going to have a look in case I've made it up and it's a shop that I should actually open because I've made. B Jam, there we go.
But how'd you spell
it? What about this Netto in Liverpool though, Abby?
No one cares.
That's false. That's
there
definitely.
There we go. Bejam, B-E-J-A-M, was a frozen food retailer.
Bejam. I'd just call it Bejam.
Oh, no, it's Iceland.
Based in Stanmore.
What?
All places.
It's become Iceland.
Yeah. Cool. Go Bejam's a better name though, no?
Yeah.
Sounds a bit rude.
Oh, what about Jack Fulton's as well? They're popping. They should get more of them about.
Never heard of it.
Bejam.
Is that a North thing?
Probably.
What's it called?
Jack Fulton's.
B-Jam is an acronym. Is that how you say it? Acronym?
Acronym, yeah.
For Brian, Eric, John, Althorp and Millie, the names of the Althorp family members.
Okay.
They're posh then, aren't they?
So one of them was called Althorp?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the last one closed down in 2016.
What?
Netto.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Mad.
That's good.
R.I.P. to Netto.
Well, they exist, I think, in mainland Europe still.
Yeah. You go to mainland Europe anytime soon.
For shopping that cheap, yeah.
Just go B&M Bargains in Nottingham. 2 litre bottle of Coke, 27p.
What? Well, I don't even work for them.
Yet. So
let's get into some more music, shall we? Mm. And we can maybe start to take some
problems before we get Gwen Dickey on the phone.
Exactly, exactly. That was the exact plan. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah.
All the gossiping thing, yeah. Niggas know my style, I'm a boss in this thing. Get your facts right,
facts right.
Act right, don't act like,
yeah.
Big fake, you never bust my thing, yeah. I get money, yeah, you know that, king. Flashy and fly, yeah, you know my thing, yeah. And these niggas wanna hate on the thing, fuck them. They wasn't with us in the first place.
Catch me on the road, getting that dough,
yeah.
That's my next brick when I move that next O. Drive the best whips, rock the best clothes. Well, she bag a bad bitch, take her to my next show. Mum said I'm in country, said a bit of both. Cut down trees and I shovel up snow. Ain't gotta say much, most of niggas know. If I make the phone call, everything's a go, go, go.
Yeah,
car used to be a used to. That little nigga, them chicks too abused to. Shit that I been through, will send a nigga cuckoo. All that bad luck, mum blamed it on voodoo. Now two, man had to move to food. Couple bags, one scale, and two Qs. Me and F hit the strip like some cool dudes. Yeah, dog, I show you how to move food. Now it's big whips and leather. Take a quick trip just to feel the different weather. Everyone's a G, everybody thinks they're clever. We don't give a fuck, any special, any better. Brandy on the rocks, brandy on the rocks. Nigga, watch your mind, you're talking to a boss. I can take a hit, I can take a loss. But I can't take these fuckboys, act like they ass.
What's all the gossiping thing? Niggas know my style, I'm a boss in this team. Get your facts right, act right, don't act like. Big fake, you never bust my thing, yeah. I get money, yeah, you know that, king. Flashy and fly, yeah, you know my thing, yeah. And these niggas wanna hate on the thing, fuck em. They wasn't with us in the first place.
Big ol' man and Mr. Booba Bang. Think you can run up a man, I bet you would have van. Pitch like Wally for man, that's got that Buju band. Switch like 40 on man, I want that footage, man. Bitch like Polly and Pam, they got their pussy pants. Bitch, palm on my hand, I got that pussy stamp.
Bitch, want call up a man, I get that pussy thanks. Quick little party for man, I got that pussy amped.
Mad shots to the crack spots,
yeah.
I went from cash flops to the jackpot. I went from that block to the ascot,
yes.
They call me Rap Dad, I'm the mascot. I put the black black in the rucksack,
yeah.
Then put the rucksack in the stash spot,
yeah.
Look what the cat drag, what the cat got. We're cooking that crack in the crack pot,
yes.
All of the noise the niggas never see. Call us them boys, a nigga heavy D. And it already seems hard, street poppy shit. And I'm already beat, beat whip, popping the clip. I'm in the 7 seat, fake shit, poppity bit. I get them proper chill.
Fakes wanna copy my shit, and they forgot the chief. Man's eating everyone's food, I got the copper teeth.
What's all the gossiping thing?
Niggas know my style, I'm a boss in this team. Get your facts right,
facts right.
Act right, don't act like,
yeah.
Big fake, you never bust my thing,
yeah.
I get money, yeah, you know that, king. Flashy and fly, yeah, you know my thing, yeah. And these niggas wanna hate on the ting, fuck em. They wasn't with us in the first place.
They wasn't with us in the first place. You get me? So we don't really care, blood.
Gossip by Fecky featuring Giggs. His album's out now, El Clasico, and it's full of motherfucking bangers. It's like a pack of sausages with apple in them. You know them apple sausages you get?
No.
That's what Fecky's album's like.
Well, is that good?
Sweet bangers, you know? It's got best sweet bangers.
I would try an apple. Is there such a thing as an apple sausage? I would try that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sausages with apple in it.
We've missed a segment in the show. We're meant
like
to
Ron
play
Burgundy
with our tail.
And reading everything off the screen.
But right, Natalie, you've never had sausages with apple.
Well, I've had sausages, but not with apple.
Yeah, they're like, I think, what are they called?
Sausage apples.
Sausages with apple in them.
No, they've got
apple sausage.
They're like there's some kind of Cumberland sausage.
Yeah, they're Cumberland sausages with apple in them.
Is that just what it's called?
Yeah. I don't think they thought of like one of them Latin names for it.
Sausages
Apollos.
Do you know like they put like something in cheese and then they're like, oh, this is, it's mouldy, it's called Stilton now. Do you know what I mean?
Right, I think it's, its actual name is Sausages Apollos.
Yeah. I think that's a fact as well.
That is a fact. In the wild, that's what they're called.
Every time you say that's a fact, now I'm going to give you a ding as well. That's a fact. That'll be your tagline, actually, Reese.
That's a fact.
Should we get onto a little query, a little Wednesday wisdom whilst we wait for Gwen?
Yeah, fuck it.
Sort someone out.
My girlfriend cheated on me, but I only listen to dubstep music.
Well, there you go. That's her motive right there.
I don't blame her. So don't have any passive-aggressive lyrics to post on Facebook. Can you guys suggest any, Vinny?
Wait, what?
My girlfriend cheated on me, but I only listen to dubstep music, so I don't have any passive-aggressive lyrics to post on Facebook. Can you guys suggest any?
Well, I can suggest you listen to P Money.
Yeah, or there used to be a dubstep guy called Borgor.
Yeah, I remember Borgor.
Yeah, he used to say some...
Like what?
Some horrible stuff.
Yeah? Yeah, he did, actually.
Yeah.
What you could do is post the notes from the aggressive dubstep instrumental.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And if she can read sheet music, she'll get the message.
And even if she can't, put it in like tab. You know what I mean? Tab's a lot easier to read. She can play it along on guitar and
yeah, exactly. Do
work
that.
It out, yeah.
Do that. Post the notes from an instrumental. Try something by Skrillex. Or
he's very raucous, isn't he, Skrillex? I find him quite a challenge to listen to. I'm not going to lie.
I would say "Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites" is a nice passive aggressive dubstep song. Yeah.
Okay.
Even the title's passive aggressive.
Yeah. Well, all right, get some Skrillex going there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Get your Skrillex
good.
On.
That's
yeah.
Good. Okay, that's good.
Hope that helped, Vinny.
Yeah, we're still waiting for Gwen Dickey to call in. So we'll have another, we'll help her. And then if she hasn't called, we'll go to another song, I think. But Abby, if you could put something else on screen, that would be good. Thank you.
It'd be nice if she did a job on it.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe Gwen actually does work at a car wash and she's not. That's she's what, asking her boss if she can get off for a bit and he's like, nah.
Yeah, you're one like, more. One
I, don't
more.
Know, I don't know who you think you are, love. I don't know. She's like, no, seriously, like, I've got a radio interview. He's like, yeah, sure you have. Next, you'll be telling me that you had several number ones in the 70s and that you were a band. What is it, Rolls Royce? Get out of here, Gwen. Get out of here, you cheeky nair.
This one's from Lulu. Oh. Why are people so obsessed with avocados? No joke, my flatmates eats them like 3 times a day. I think I might become allergic.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You can't become allergic because someone eats it 3 times a day in your vicinity.
They are shit though.
I love a bit of avocado. I'm not even white.
But I'm a recent convert. I mean, literally like last week I went out with someone and I normally have this thing that I don't like the texture of it, so I'd say take it off, and my friend was like, you need to try avocado though. And it's nice, you know?
No, it's not.
What, that was your first time trying avocado?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's not very nice.
Just didn't like it. It looked slimy and I thought, no.
Avocado's peng.
It's quite peng actually.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
No.
What's the matter? Have you tried it?
Yeah.
What do you not like about it?
It's horrible.
The sliminess.
The texture and the flavour.
Okay, well, that'll do it then. That's two things. You definitely don't like it.
He's presented his case.
I think, actually, fair enough.
It's not kind of the thing I'd normally lie about. I got you. Fucking love avocado. You gullible bastards. That's a classic, that one. I can't believe you fell for it.
Do you like smoked salmon?
Yeah.
That's really slimy. I'm surprised...
But I never said I don't like the sliminess. I said I don't like the texture.
Okay.
It's all mushy. It's like baby food.
Yeah, it makes a point. Well, what do you say to Lulu then? Why are people so... Are people obsessed with avocados?
Well, don't do what I do to my roommate and slap the food out of her hand, because it's not as funny to them as it is to you. So try and avoid that one.
He genuinely does do that as well.
Yeah. Okay.
I've seen it happen.
But I think we can say to Lulu, I think we can say, I don't think you can become allergic to something by someone eating something 3 times a day around you.
How do you know? Have you got any proof
that that's... No, I don't, so I could be wrong. So please don't come for me. Actually, I don't know,
Lulu. You could be liable now if she becomes allergic to them.
Go to a doctor. They will know.
If her skin flares, she becomes an avocado.
She wakes up. Wow.
Her skin's literally just green. And
oh, my God. Bleh.
Oh, avocado peel.
And she's the same shape. Literally, she's got no legs.
In which case, she probably has no arms, so she can't email the show to
That's
tell
true.
Us.
That's true.
Yeah, so and she'd have a heart of stone as well, That's so true. She wouldn't actually care that much.
No, but it means she can't get in touch again to come for me, so it'll be fine.
And before long, some hipster will come along and eat her.
Yeah, that's...
Well, that's good. That's helpful. So, should we go to a little song, and then hopefully we'll have Gwen Dickey about?
Yeah.
About.
Shane and Sylvester San, Sylvester, Renzel Nottingham and Sarah DeBunda inside. We're going to go straight in right now and talk to our first guest, who is a legend. If you've ever heard Car Wash, which I'm sure you have, Love Don't Live Here Anymore, or Wishing on a Star, or a really good ringtone, then you will know Gwen Dickey's voice from Rolls Royce. How's it going, Gwen?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good. You got some, have you got another line as well that you need to,
I just switched it off. Everything is happening at one time as soon as I get you on the line.
Yeah, you're a popular woman. How's it going? You're in rainy London right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am, rainy London.
Preparing for Q Legends, yeah?
Yes.
That's on the 31st?
Yes, it's on the 31st of August.
So you have to endure London?
Well, I have a couple other shows to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's supposed to be sunny tomorrow, hopefully.
Supposed to be, yeah. I like the fact that you said supposed to be. Because you know better than to just assume that it's definitely going to be coming to London, right?
Yes.
How many trips is this to London? Have you been to the UK a lot in the past?
Well, when I come, I stay for quite a long time because I have a place here, so.
Nice.
It's kind of like home as well.
Yeah.
And despite the weather.
You're used to it now.
Yeah.
Well, you've got this Q Legends gig that you're playing. This what we'll specifically talk about on the 31st at Quaglino's.
Yes.
How are you feeling about this? You're playing with George McRae.
I am. I'm looking forward to it. It should be exciting.
Yeah. Is it your first time playing with on the same bill as him?
No, I played on the bill with him a few years ago. So it'll be our second time doing a gig together.
Oh, nice. Good. Yep. Nice little reunion.
As I said, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good night. Mm. Everyone come out and do some singing, get those voices warmed up.
Yeah, and there's new material on the way, I understand.
Yes, I'm working on a new album. Hopefully we'll have it ready for release next year.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to find the right songs. That's the thing, is finding the right songs.
Absolutely, absolutely. And is there the chance to hear any new material at your gig on the 31st? Or indeed on this tour at all?
No, not this time. I think the fans want to hear all of the classics, so I'll give them a chance to, you know, get familiar with the new tunes before I start.
Well,
I don't want them standing there looking at me going, what is she doing? Where's Wishing on a Star? What happened to Love Don't Live Anymore?
You've definitely got enough classics to fill a set.
Yes, definitely do the classics, and then the next time if I get invited back there, I'll drop some of the new stuff.
Hit him with the new stuff, yeah. That sounds like a good plan. So we'll try and be out there in force as well. Try and splash out some money on a zoot suit and a table. I want to make the experience as authentic as possible. So what would you suggest I wear?
Oh, I don't know. I put all those things so far back in my mind. I'd have to see the outfits first before I could say, yeah, that's a good one. And the platform shoes as well.
Yeah, definitely. I want to get like the ones with the fish in them.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I had a pair of those, you know.
So are the fish alive? Because you've got to walk very gingerly if they're
not
are,
real.
Right? They're not real. Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, that's ruined the image for me now.
I thought it would test your walking skills. How long you could keep the fish alive for?
No, they're not real. They're some plastic things.
Massively disappointing. I won't be getting them then. I'm just gonna get regular
ones.
Well,
you can put real ones in yours, but I don't think it would be very nice.
Yeah, true. I'll be the guy walking really, really slowly,
shuffling.
Well, they swim around, right?
But we will definitely try to be there. And, yeah, like I said, splash out some money and get a table, which is what our listeners can do as well. It's £35 to enjoy with a cocktail in the mezzanine bar, £45 to watch from the central queue bar in the restaurant. And prices go up to £95. You get the full package for £95 in premium seats with a three-course dinner and a glass of champagne. I think we should do that, guys.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's I'm the one for you.
Yeah. £95. It was lovely speaking to you, Gwen. And
Thank you for having me on your show, and I look forward to everyone coming out on the 31st. As
absolutely.
I say, warm up those voices. There'll be lots of singing to be done.
Yes, you know it. You know it. We'll see you on the 31st. You have a good one. We're going to play. Would you do us the honour of introducing Love Don't Live Here Anymore for us, Gwen?
Okay. This is Gwen Dickey with the classic Love don't live here anymore.
You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. Just a vacancy. Love don't live here anymore. When you lived inside of me, there was nothing I could conceive that you wouldn't do for me. Trouble seems so far away. You changed that right away.
Excited. Dawn Robinson is in the studio right now.
Yes!
Oh my God. En Vogue, in terms of getting into the music industry when you did, mm-hmm. you know, it was a time where it was very different time to what it is now.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, 1991, someone came and showed us what the internet was going to be. I was serious. They really literally brought these big, huge, gigantic two pieces and they put them together like a suitcase and said, this is going to be the web. And we're like, okay, great, we got to go. We weren't interested.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose with Nossa
from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
But right now it's Payne and Sylvester.
I should say I played the Harriet trailer every Thursday apart from tomorrow because she's not here. But there is a very special Stanton Calling show, a roundup of all the people we spoke to there in 1 2-hour show.
Amazing.
Very good.
Very worthy birthday present for Harriet as well. Yeah, yeah. It was her birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
Tuesday. Oh. That was yesterday. Yeah.
Which was yesterday, yeah.
Yes.
That's the one that comes before Wednesday, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Oh, good.
I went on Facebook yesterday. 8 friends have that birthday.
Wow.
Yes, it was the 8th, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what was 9 months prior to that? Like, why was everyone beaten then?
Beating.
Having sex.
Having sex.
Doing the intercourse.
Knocking boots.
Bumping uglies.
You're good at dates, aren't you? Some one of you. So, like, how would you work?
You're hoping one of us is good at dates.
Yeah, because I can't work it out.
Well, it's open to December, no, Christmas.
November.
November. Fireworks night, but later.
Yeah, it's like that winter, like beginning of winter, everyone starts like banging sex in.
Cuffing season.
Cuffing season.
Yeah, cuffing season starts at random times as well.
What does cuffing mean?
You cuff your partner, innit? You lock down your partner.
Oh, I see. Like, okay, yeah.
I'm a strong, independent man. Ain't no one locking me down.
No one's getting my sperm that easily.
Oh. Should we go to some problems?
Yeah.
Help.
This one's from Ellen.
Day.
I had a threesome which involved lots of Prosecco being poured over each other. I got some in my eye and it's never been the same. I couldn't see half of what I was doing. What should I do? Now, I can actually relate to this story.
Yeah?
I was once having sex with this lovely lady that I met in a club. And we're back at mine and we're on the massage table. And
hold on, sorry, what? Go back a bit. So
it was when I lived in Japan, and I used to have a massage table in my apartment.
Because you just dropped that in as casually, like obviously we came back to mine straight on the massage table. Like everyone has a massage table theirs.
Was it a specifically designed massage table, or did you just have massages on the kitchen table?
No, it was a proper massage with a sheep skin headpiece, and it was lovely. It was a very expensive piece of equipment, but I didn't buy it. But I know it was. Anyway, so she's on that, and I was like pouring champagne all over her, and we're like doing like, just, it was like an old rap video, and it's getting a bit intense. Anyway, so I ran out of champagne, so I got a bottle of brandy, you know,
same thing.
It's quite,
it's alcohol.
Yeah, it's pretty gangster as well. Do you know what I mean? So I'm pouring brandy all over her,
like some fucking Christmas cake.
Yeah, so like literally, so literally, we're having sex, and I'm pouring brandy like over her head, down her body, and everything. Anyway, it went in her eye, and it made her cry, and we had to start there for half an hour. I was like, sat naked with an erection, covered in brandy, like cuddling this stranger.
All right, how did this come up? That did she say, I really want you to pour some champagne on me and brandy, or is this your thing? Do you like this?
No, so what happened was I met her in so there's this club in Japan called Womb, right? And it's actually like the third biggest club in the world. Or the third best club in the world. It got voted something anyway.
Okay.
And yeah, it's called Womb. And it was right next to where my apartment was in Shibuya in Tokyo. So I'd gone there for this night, and it was all like techno and electronic music, and it wasn't really my bag. So anyway, I found this young lady who also wasn't really enjoying the evening too much, and we went back to mine, and then as soon as we got in, I mean, she questioned the massage table, like, we got on it, it was a bit of a joke, we're having fun, we're naked and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Why did she question the massage table? Was it really out of place?
Like, literally,
it's in
so
the bathroom, it looks no. weird.
So, in the bathroom, that would kind of make sense.
It?
Yeah.
Right, so the apartment is, you got a single bed, and then there was just enough width for a massage table at the side of it. Then at the end of the bed is your TV.
Yeah, I'd question that as well. Because like, if you've only got a little bit of space, why would you take it up of all things with a massage table?
So you don't have like a chest of drawers or a wardrobe, you have a massage table instead.
Yeah.
Your clothes just get folded in a corner.
No. You have a built-in wardrobe.
Oh, right.
And then the bathroom.
It's Japan, actually. So
yeah,
that,
the bathroom
that makes sense.
It's that small. If you sit on the toilet, you can't close the toilet door. And the shower is that small. You can literally just stand in it, but the shower head comes up to about your nipple height.
No.
So the apartments are tiny. They're like a single bedroom. And they're £60 a night.
For one person, you can't share a place with somebody and go to the toilet and not close the door.
What they do there is, a lot of, because it's so expensive, a lot of them they'll live with someone who works nights and they'll work days, and then they'll live in the same single apartment but never cross paths.
The same bed?
Yeah.
So you'd have to change your sheets every day?
I doubt they do.
Oh, no. Would you do this?
Unless you have your sheets on one side and their sheets on the other, and you just keep flipping the mattress.
Yeah.
No.
Nah, hell no.
I wouldn't do that.
Couldn't share a bed with a stranger. But literally share a bed with
every
a stranger.
Every day as well. Right, so.
But yeah, the alcohol thing.
Yeah.
I used to have, like, on top of my fridge, I had loads of alcohol lined up, and we were drinking anyway. And then I probably asked, knowing me.
Can I pour booze on you, please?
Yeah, I probably just did it.
Okay.
If I'm honest with you, I probably thought, yeah, she seems like she'd be okay with this. I picked up that kind of vibe and then just poured champagne on her.
Have you done? Is this one of your signature moves?
It's the only time I've ever done it.
Okay.
It's expensive, that.
Yeah, very.
But then in Japan, like, to be fair, I wasn't. The alcohol was all free and stuff like that. If I had paid for it, there was not a chance I was going to be pouring it on someone.
So when you poured it on her, did you? What, did you like lick it off her as well?
No, we were like having sex. So she was on the massage table, and I was stood off the end of the massage table.
So facing the bit.
And the back of the massage table was up. Yeah. No.
That would have been amazing. But like, not even lying, not even lying on the bed, like standing at the other end of the mat and just with her face in the ring, but like bent over. Yeah. That would be jokes.
Oh, do you know what else I could have done? Her head, when I, for like, fellatio, her head through the thing and then my penis.
You did that?
No, I should have done.
And why didn't you?
Hold on, no. Where would her face be on the table? Where's your penis?
Under the he goes up from under and so she goes.
So you're lying down and putting your penis
stood
through
up.
The hole. Underneath your stood up.
No, you can't be stood up.
Of course you can.
Can't be stood up.
A massage table.
Like some U-bend willy.
No, so a
massage. You have a U-bend in your penis.
No, so a massage table is about this high. So if her head's through it, her head's going to be here. If my penis is here, it doesn't stick out straight like that. It's up at an angle.
Yeah, but you've got loads of padding around. Yeah, you're not going to get it through there.
Right, this is a root I'm packing here. Do you know what I mean?
No, but unless it's like a fucking the pipe that goes under a sink, mate.
Exactly. Because
no, because
the
it
head's
would need
here.
To. No,
it will be straight down.
Well, it didn't happen anyway, so it didn't really matter.
Well, thank God. That
anyway, we're having sex on her. She was kind of like lay at an angle because her back was popped a bit, and then I was just pouring champagne down. I ran out, grabbed the brandy off the top of the fridge because it was in distant. Started pouring it on her. She cried, and then I had to cuddle her.
Did you grab it because it was brandy, or could it have been anything?
It could have been anything.
Oil from the kitchen. Olive oil.
No, but I knew there was just all alcohols up on the fridge.
Make everything
spicy.
Wouldn't have been ketchup.
A bit of salt and pepper.
Well, you'd be like, oh, hold on, someone's at the door, and you slide across the floor.
And then we finished off having sex in the really small shower because she wanted to wash all the brandy off her.
And then you washed half of it off.
Yeah.
Top half didn't get washed. Yeah.
I bet you made her clean it up afterwards as well. Get a mop, love. Get that around.
The worst thing was she then stayed at mine, right?
Mm.
And then, which is fine if she wants to. I mean, I'd prefer if she had gone back to her own place.
Sure.
But whatever, that's her choice. And I'm happy with that. But then the next day, me and my mate went to the park. She didn't leave. She stayed with us the whole day.
She was casing your joint for that massage table.
So, yeah, she
could have had it. I was moving out not long after that. It could have been hers.
Well, back to Ellen. So basically, she's had a threesome which involved lots of Prosecco being poured over each other. Do you think when you pour it, you have a little... Because it seems like a waste to pour a whole bottle and not have a little sip.
Yeah, you do. Like, you're pouring it, you're like...
Pour if you pour it out of your face, it's going to go in your mouth.
Okay. Well, so then she got it in her eye. Her eye's never been the same. We don't know what's actually happened to her eye, but probably simply she can't see out of it very well now. And she couldn't see half of what she was doing during the threesome. What should she do?
You can't see half of a threesome.
That's a 1.5-some.
Sometimes that's enough, isn't it, really?
That's the thing, yeah.
1.5's all right.
Focus on the more attractive person. Is it two guys or another girl?
There's so much more info to know about this. Yeah, good
point.
We
need photo evidence, Ellen.
Well, yeah. What, of the eye or of the threesome?
Of both.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to know if it was two guys or two girls, or a girl, another girl.
We'll see when the photo comes in,
won't
we?
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Post it in. But what should she do? I'd say probably go to an optician.
Yeah, seek medical help.
Yeah,
we can't really issue medical help like that. I don't know that much about eyes. I don't really know anything about eyes apart from that mine are bad.
I feel like Prosecco in the eye might be stingy.
Yeah. And if it happened a while ago and you're still feeling the effects, then there's probably something quite wrong.
Yeah. So, unless you've just finished the threesome and emailed it.
Yeah, you're just like winking at the screen typing.
So she says never
these guys all know what to do.
I like that if that's the case, it's never been the same from 20 minutes ago. That's
I like the fact that we are the soundtrack to her threesome as well, because she was obviously listening to the show beforehand as well.
Nice, okay. Well, let's move on to someone else.
This one's from Shelley in Lewisham.
Well, I'm Shelley.
I'm known as the funny one in my group, and it sucks because when I talk to men, they think I'm flirting, but clearly my goal is the lol. How do I still be my funny self but not come across as a flirt?
Get a fucking stand up career, man. Stop chirpsing people and busting jokes. You're chirpsing, you're chirpsing. If you're not, yeah, get a career.
But I feel
stop
like,
doing it with your boobs out.
No, I feel like maybe she is. I feel like maybe she's not flirting because I don't know if it's. I think it is the case for men that they like women that make them laugh. That
yeah, everyone likes someone funny.
So maybe you find someone attractive if they're funny because women definitely do with men.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not that she. Maybe she's just being her funny self, and the guys are like, "Oh, she's hot because she's really funny and silly." Or
true.
See, us three, we don't really have that problem, you know, because we are extremely good looking and extremely funny. Even if we're not being funny, we're still going to be able to.
It's Harley
chirp.
That's the weak link in this force, yeah, isn't God it? Yeah, God, Harley. So
he's good looking,
funny.
He's just not. I'm joking, he's butters as well.
Do you find women. So you say you're talking to a female. And she probably already finds her a bit attractive. But if she's then funny, are you like, oh?
I don't think she's flirting with me if she's being funny. I don't think that if someone tells me a joke, I don't think you definitely want to fuck.
I just assume everyone's flirting with me full stop.
It's true. It's hard for you.
No.
But with me, a sane person, do you know what I mean? Just because someone busts joke, I don't think they fancy me. I just think that they've got a good sense of humour and they're funny.
Could you imagine if like, this whole time I'd be like, oh, if you know if
you haven't seen, I've been dropping gay breadcrumbs for like 3 years now.
Well, you're playing the long game, I like it.
He's just got a list of all the jokes he's told me. He's like, you don't remember on November the 17th, 2015.
I said,
you should have just bent me over, mate. That's all I fucking wanted.
And you said, good one. And,
and then I was like, yeah, give me one, give me one. And then you just laughed and walked away with your girlfriend.
But if a woman is funny, do you find her, does it make you be slightly more attracted to, so say like if you're with a female and she's very, you're like, oh yeah, she's funny, I like that. Do you find that attractive or not?
Unless she's not trying to bust constant joke.
Yeah, that would be quite irritating. But if anyone did that,
like, she's not doing knock jokes, is she?
Why is that the benchmark of jokes? What kind of people are you dating where the ones that tell jokes all the time just tell knock-knock jokes, exclusively knock-knock
really
jokes?
It's really boring. I'm like, oh, I've heard one, I've heard them all.
Hey, knock-knock.
Who's there?
This sounds like every day I've ever been on.
And it starts from first thing in the morning as
during,
well.
During
like,
sex as well. You just pump it away. Hey, she's got a good one. Nah. And he's tapping her on the shoulder. He does this doggy stuff.
What? What now?
He's looking at it. Nah. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Me. I mean, I'm at the back doors. Do you get it?
Yeah, so I'd be like, yeah, good one. Get on with it.
I'm smashing them in that.
Can I come in?
If that happened, I'd say, tell you something, definitely there's no coming from me in that situation.
True.
It won't
would
be.
Would your libido just...
Of course. I'd like to do a knock-knock joke during sex.
Man, you'd have to change it to cock-cock at least, then. Cock-cock.
There'll be who's there.
Knocking on wood. You have to do something.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, knock-knock jokes are rubbish anyway, aren't they?
There's some really good ones,
knock-knock.
But yeah.
Who's there?
Ipe
who?
Oh. There you go, he's provided an example.
Then I go, great, let's have sex. Woo, we've changed my mind.
Thank God for that, because I'm already naked from the waist down. I knew it would work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. If I find someone sexy, I find them sexy. Okay. If they have a good sense of humour, it's a bonus, but I don't know if it contributes to their sexiness.
Right.
I think for them to be sexy, it's a different quality that. Do you know what I mean? It's just something different, but not necessarily bringing mirth. Like, do you know what I mean?
I don't mean that she's going to be there, like, doing a stand-up routine. I don't mean she's going
to
do that and do a few jokes.
In actual fact, I think a good sense of humour stands you in better stead to be found attractive for, like, a relationship rather than
a one night.
Sexy.
Yeah, because if it's a one-night stand, I'm not looking for jokes.
Don't
you know
give a shit about your jokes. Couldn't care less. But you need punchlines if we're going to be spending a lot of time together.
And I wouldn't want like someone like Amy Schumer, kind of like her
practicing her fucking material on me and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if Shelley's doing that. Do you think Shelley's in the pub just doing her routine?
I bet she is. But what is she like? Well, she could be doing like Sarah Millican kind of jokes, which they also
do. You
also
not find
like,
Sarah Millican
no,
funny?
No, because she just jokes about vaginas all the time.
What's not funny about that? All genitalia.
Vaginas
hilarious.
Are a serious
vaginas
subject.
Vaginas are really funny.
For me, they are.
They're a serious subject or they're funny.
Nah, definitely serious.
Yeah. There's no joke. No joke when I'm around a vagina, I'll tell you that.
Okay, all like penises are funny as well, though, aren't
but
they?
But penises are hilarious looking.
Yeah, so vaginas are quite funny as well. No?
Nah.
You don't
but there's like,
one.
Yeah, I mean, there's funny words to describe, like I've heard to describe.
But Dick Dangles.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Dick Dangles sounds like a sick name.
Dick Dangles, that's a great
name. You know
morning.
Dick Dangles?
Oh, I thought... There has to be a porn star
Richard,
called that.
Richard Dangles.
Hello, what's your name? My name's Dick. Dick Dangles.
That sounds like a really good name, Dick Dangles.
I actually thought
that
I had
be my new rap name.
I thought you said Dick Bangles at first, and
no,
I
Dick
thought
Dangles.
That's also good.
Because it's Dick Dangles,
it
so that
dangle,
makes it funny.
Yeah, yeah. Dick. Well, anyway, Shelley, let's help Shelley out quickly. Dick Dangles, though.
Yeah, try that one.
Oh, that's good.
That's some material
Dick
for you, Shelley.
Can you just get your joke? Dick Dangles.
Do more knock-knock jokes, especially mm-hmm. when in a doggy position, we've said. And also just mention Dick Dangles.
Yeah.
And there we go. I don't know, but that and that's going to help her.
That will, that, yeah, fuck it, that'll help.
All right.
Yep, we've helped you there,
all
Shelley.
All right, Shelley. Well, Joel is here now, so we'll go to a little song.
Let's play a bit of music, eh?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. And then we'll get him in.
Grateful. I can catch a flight, catch a tan. Just to put a mic in my hand, yo, I'm liking the plan. She wants to see me now, we can hold two vibes when I land. Yeah, man, do bits, man, make hits. See me on the strip and I wanna take pics. Coming for the mobiles, coming for the bricks. So you won't prosper if you don't take risks. See me in the studio, putting in shifts. Straight doing bits, ain't calling it quits. Yeah, I got a family that I provide for. Still trying to move my mum out the bits. Yeah, I'm back to the bits, back to the block. Come a long way from putting cash in my sock. Yeah, I used to put my money in the shoebox. Now it's in the bank and the tax in the lot. Trust me, I ain't got a craft on the block. Trust me, I ain't got to do nothing hot. Yeah, man, I had it unlocked before I got locked. Now have a look who's at the top.
Oh, I got a painting in every country. Test on when I land and she come to get me. Driving to the shop, pattern up the weed. But it's people like her. I was out in Paris and she came and met me. Took time off of work, got me cut a spare key. She don't wear much makeup, but still looks buff. Man, it's people like her. And I'm back to the bits, and I'm back to the end. Show love to my friends, got food on the table. And I'm glad that I'm able, yeah. And I'm back to the bits, and I'm back to the end. Show love to my friends, got food on the table.
Yeah, I'm glad that I've been through bad times. Look close, you can see it in a man's eyes. But it made me the man that I am now. You have to deal with things, cause that's life. Yeah, you better think twice, can't act twice. Yo, I must have been a don in my past life. Now I'm throwing down money on my own yard. I ain't in the ends throwing up gang signs. Yeah, trust me, I might say bonjour when I'm on tour. Man, I got fly kicks like Jean-Claude. From town captain up in this bitch, and the flight won't take off till I'm on board. Only got real friends, not one fraud. Stand up guy, can I get an encore? I'm trying to see things from the top floor. Ain't got no time for one more, cause I'm back to the bits, back to the block. Come a long way from putting cash in my sock. Yeah, I used to put my money in the shoebox. Now it's in the bank and the tax in the lot. Trust me, I ain't got a graft in the block. Trust me, I ain't got to do nothing hot. Yeah, man, I had it unlocked before I got locked. Now have a look who's at the top.
Oh, I got a painting in every country. Text her when I land and she come to get me. Drive man to the shop, pattern up the weed. But it's people like her. I was out in Paris and she came and met me. Took time off of work, got me cut a spare key. She don't wear much makeup, but still looks buff. Man, it's people like her. And I'm back to the bits, and I'm back to the end. Show love to my friends, got food on the table. When I
JK featuring Murkage Dave. Big shout out to both of them.
And big shout out to Skepta as well, who produced it.
On Produckle, yeah. Skeppy on Produckle. We're going back to 1998 with that one.
Produckle.
Produckle. Skepta on Produckle. That's my best jammer impression. Jamaica the world Produckle.
I can't do a jammer impression. I don't have it.
Mr. Merkel, man. Draw for the green. No, can't. Trying to channel my inner jammer. We do have another Jay, a very special Jay, in the studio joining us right now, in the form of Joel Baker. What's going on?
Thank you so much for having me.
I haven't seen you since you very kindly gave up your time to perform at the Teenage Cancer Trust Rise event. And it's been a very busy period for you since then, hasn't it?
It has.
You got signed since then.
I have.
Yeah.
Come on now. Yes.
Moving forward in leaps and bounds.
That's right.
New single out at the moment.
Come on, yeah. Featuring Abracadabra.
One of the men of the moment.
He's amazing, man. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, yeah.
First and foremost.
He's another guy that's moving forward in leaps and bounds. It makes sense. It's a good mesh of the music. Your genre and his genre are very, very different. So
yeah, I think so.
How did the sort of collaboration come about?
So, I mean, I knew about Abra's music for a while because people were telling me about him. So I already knew, like, about him. But then, yeah, just through sort of powers that be. And my manager, Archie.
Of course, you share the same manager, don't you?
Yeah. I was just like, oh, my days, you should work together. I was just like, Abra, yeah, flipping it. Like, people keep talking about him, love his stuff. So we got in the studio. And it was just an easy vibe. He's so talented.
It's mad because, like, we've talked about this on previous shows. Some of the most road MCs are just the most gentlemanly people when you get in the studio or just get into around them, basically. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? People think that it's just going to be just barking off the ting every
all the time. Yeah, 24/7, like they don't stop. And they just at home with the kids just busting at the roof.
That's amazing.
Honestly, but they are some of the most gentlemanly people. They really care about their craft and when it comes to putting time in, it's for a reason.
And I love music because of that, because it does put you in rooms with people that you wouldn't necessarily just be friends with.
Absolutely.
But then you just vibe in. And I mean, Ashley did an interview together on his estate around Broadwater Farm a couple of weeks ago. And it was just like, oh, it's just so sick, just hanging out with his boys and whatever. I'm just like chilling there. But I would never, ever normally do that. Do you know what I mean? I'm just going to go to Broadwater Farm.
Random estate. Then you spin the globe.
I wouldn't, but music does that. It brings people, not to sound too Paul McCartney, but you know what I mean?
No, you're absolutely right. Even Jay-Z said it before. Jay-Z, when talking about his friendship with Coldplay's Chris Martin one time, actually said, not gonna lie to you, if it wasn't for music, the first time I met Chris Martin, I probably would have robbed him.
Right, and it's like Snoop Dogg's friends with Justin Bieber.
Do you know what I mean? Only in music.
Only in music.
You can't try and think, what are the 6 degrees of separation here? How did these two meet?
Love that.
You'd be forced to think that maybe, like, one of Snoop's kids plays with Justin Bieber.
From one of his football leagues at Snoop's.
That's true. Yeah, and he's just dropping him home. He's his football coach, and his mum ain't turned up to pick him up from soccer practice. So fucking coach Snoop.
Do you know what? To be fair, Snoop from time to time does look like a soccer mum. Do you know what I mean?
On Instagram a lot, when he's got the head wrap on, he definitely looks like a soccer mum.
He does.
He looks like he drives like a
like
small
a people carrier or something. Yeah. He's got a Citroen Picasso.
But enough about Snoop. Enough about Snoop. What are you up to, man? You grew up in Nottingham, right?
I did. Shout out to you. Nottingham. Yeah.
This is my mum, by the way, everyone. Yeah. By the way.
Joel Baker's racist mum.
He should be in school right now.
Does Nottingham figure in your plans a lot these days? Do you go back? Do you record there? Do you play there a lot?
I'm back, every weekend at the moment.
Nice.
My brother had his wife had a kid.
Congrats, so you're Uncle Joel.
I'm Uncle Joel now. Maybe I should change my artist name to that. Kind of
Uncle
like
Joel.
Ring,
commands respect.
It does.
Was it Father John Misty? I've got to respect that guy. Can't bring my son around him, but got to respect him.
Uncle Joel, it sounds like, right. But so I'm, no, I'm in Nottingham all the time. I love Nottingham. That's just like, it's just, it's like ground zero for me. Do you know what I mean? It's just like home. Everything's familiar. That just the accent, the roads, the everything. Like it's familiar. So it just feels
and
like nice.
And it's the best city in the world.
And so, it's the, yeah, right.
I mean, there's that as well.
Yeah.
There's that as well.
And six women for every one guy. So.
Is that true?
Well, it's four now, I think. But I'll say six because that stat was better.
And also, that statistic makes it sounds like come to Nottingham and we will literally give you six women.
Yeah,
it sounds like a fucking deal with Pizza Hut, doesn't it? Six women for every one guy now in Nottingham. Terms and conditions may apply. Some women may be amputees.
Yeah.
That's not a whole, not a joke.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all.
No.
Well, it kind of, you know, again, we hit a low by going, you know, six women for every man. So.
Yeah, I don't think you have to
so
go
let's take
like
it lower.
Yeah. Wow. Why not? Please, how can you?
But it's just a stat. I wasn't going low by saying, oh, you get to have sex with all these women. It's like, like, you know, like suicide bombs. You get 70 virgins when you die. If you go to Nottingham, it's the same as, you know what I mean?
Women.
It's a shithole. So.
So
that's what I was saying.
It's like Nottingham's trying to undercut fanaticism. Yeah. So yeah, you don't need to die to get all these women, you know. You know you can just come to Nottingham.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah.
But whereabouts in Nottingham are you from?
So originally around sort of like Beeston.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to school at Blue Coat. You know,
yeah,
Aspley.
I know Blue Coat.
Shouts to Nottingham Blue Coat.
Man. Well, there's Jake Bugg as well, also hails from Nottingham.
Clifton.
I did a gig with him when he was about 11.
I don't find that hard to believe at all. Because like, isn't he like 12
kid.
At the moment?
Yeah, right. And a half, yeah.
I think he's 23, maybe.
Yeah, he's definitely in his early 20s now.
So, I mean, I was only about, I don't know, 16 or something like that. But I remember, like really, like, you're a kid. But he got up there and he did his thing and he was sick. So
Absolutely. The
gig posted somewhere.
Yeah.
Of us both on it. But, yeah, man, Nottingham. Shouts to Nottingham.
Big shout to Nottingham. But living in London at the moment.
Yeah, so I mean, London feels very homely as well, to be honest with you. When I arrive at King's Cross, I'm just like, oh, I've been living here for a bit now, and I just love this city, man. Flipping love it.
Can't get enough of it myself. I've been here for 21 years already.
Right.
Know, since birth, you know. So
right.
21, yeah.
What was that?
Big
Sorry,
20.
I was just sipping my tea. Didn't
no,
didn't
no, 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 I was just saying, 21, yeah, 21,
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool,
sure,
yeah.
Sure.
So I'm gonna.
we forgot we had a special birthday for you. We just let it go by without really celebrating the big 2-1.
You don't think of me as having birthdays because
no,
I'm so young.
Exactly,
you know?
I don't think you're having birthdays anyway.
Yeah.
You've had one birthday in the time I've known you.
Yeah, wow. I've talked about one birthday.
Yeah, but I know when it is. If you just know, he doesn't like to mention it, but.
I don't.
I just drop you a congratulatory.
It'll give
text.
Away. It'll
well
give
done.
Away who I am
well
if I tell
done.
Everyone that my birthday is on December the 25th.
Oh,
yeah. Of course.
Can't be giving it away yet. You know
of
what I mean?
Course.
It's not time yet.
Well, Jesus was born in April, really, wasn't it? So it won't be him.
Oh yeah, Jesus was born in April. Technically.
Yeah. So.
What Easter?
Yeah.
No.
Shit. That's when he died.
No.
Oh, shit! I nearly fell for that as
no.
well.
No.
I think so.
No, Jesus wasn't actually born on the 25th of December.
No, of course he wasn't.
No, he was born in like April or May, and
he was born in someone's head, mate.
Yeah.
He knows what date it was.
I don't feel like we definitely know what day he or
joking.
She may have been born or died
well,
or existed.
Yeah, but no, that's. I went. Listen, yeah, I went to a Christian school. Don't test me on my Jesus.
I did a Jesus CSE.
I got a D in RE at school, I love you know. So
what was your RE teacher a priest?
My RE teacher actually cheated on her husband with one of the RT technicians at school and it came out.
Come on,
no
man.
Way.
So yeah.
What school was that?
Scandal.
National in Hucknall.
Oh yeah, okay.
Well, your school was just called National.
The National School.
The National School.
Yeah.
In Nottingham. It's a bit arrogant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit, yeah.
And our motto was Manus maketh man. So, good school.
Yeah,
sure.
Fair play. Good motto.
Yeah.
Don't know about the National School, though.
What's wrong with that?
It's
a bit conceited.
Yeah. The National.
I suppose its full name was the National Comprehensive School.
Still.
Yeah. Even more arrogant.
Yeah.
What was your school called?
My first one was called the London Oratory.
No, I don't even know what that last word means.
It's to do with speaking, I think.
An orator.
Sounds pretentious.
Yeah, my friend went there still.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, Courtney Williams. You know
yeah. No, he's probably a bit
older. Because
so
you're 21.
Yeah, because I'm 21,
so
I only left 6 years ago.
You were a young'un.
Man, I had to work that out quickly, was I? And it was still wrong.
That's about right. 15.
You leave school at 15.
No, you don't. You don't. You're 16. You'd leave school.
GCSEs,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, but back when you were a kid, I mean, what?
Well, yeah. But I mean, you were like.
Yeah, I was doing O levels. Around the time of O levels. That didn't say anything about GCSEs.
No, it's fine. You were just really smart, so you just skipped ahead, and you left at 15 because you'd done it all by that time. There was no more school left to learn.
Exactly, and I also understand that saying I did O levels makes me seem a lot older than I am.
I'm trying to bring it back.
No one knows how old he is.
No one will ever know.
They haven't traced it. I'm like a tree. You'd have to cut me open and count my rings.
I think you regenerate every few years, like Doctor Who as
probably
well.
So
do. We don't even know. Like, it's no one.
So next, like, you're going to come in as someone completely different.
Yeah.
In 50- the new Doctor Who's a woman, right?
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
The new Justine could be a woman.
Maybe.
I could, yeah.
That's what French people call me.
Justine.
And I let him. I usually let him.
Yeah.
Can't be bothered to correct.
No. It's quite nice.
Yeah, it sounds romantic. Mm. No matter what.
Justine.
I feel like, I don't know, a middle-aged or a 30-something-year-old woman, professional, just gone to find like a whirlwind romance in Paris. Justine.
Oh. See, my name in French sounds like you've got something caught at the back of your throat. They go, Gis. sorry. Gis. Sorry.
That's hilarious.
Should we so you don't mind sticking around for a bit, do you, Joel?
No, man, I'm chilled.
Because we have a brand new segment.
Which we're doing for the first time next, so you're our very first guest to try it.
Yeah, you're a guinea pig, bro.
Honoured.
Well, let's play. Do you want to introduce? Do you want to do additional introducing of his?
Yeah.
I was going to let you do it because you don't normally ask the guest to do it.
Well, I thought the jingle was going
to
do it.
Oh, I thought we would go to the song.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I
come
thought
back.
We were going
to
do a song.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah.
That's what we all thought.
I'm so excited that I'm jumping the gun.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get into a song now and I'm going to give Joel some instructions.
I'm going to play Joel's song next.
Yes, we're going to play Joel's song. So if you'd like to introduce us, that's what you were talking about.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Fucking
yes.
hell. Right. So if you do us the honour of introducing your song for us.
This is Joel Baker featuring Abracadabra Story.
Central, heading to a stage, say I'll send ya. Well, I recognize this girl all covered in black. Stood at the back in the past, she sent me a couple of snaps. Loving my track, she got me singing
la, 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 la.
We started talking la 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 la, la. She said her auntie's American. I just want to Andre or Erica. Dive in the Uber pool, kissing the cap. Says she likes P&D and she listens to apps. Well, she rubbed my heartbeat like she listens to apps. She got the vision to match. Now my Joe Hart's missing the catch. When it gets you good. I wish I'd never text you, it messed me up. Now she's tweeting me like she wants my limbs to touch. That's when I learned there's always strings attached, baby. Calling at 5:46 in the morning. Sending me texts, sending me warnings. Sending me stress, sending me orders. Guilt trips, I'm falling. Well, she got me worried, la 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 la. We keep talking, la 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 la. She's telling me there's no way out. Put my card in, there's no payout. Now I fell into your trap. Tried to run away, but I crawl back. Brought back, stone cold, stunning on your map. I fall back, four taps, screaming in all caps. Never could have forecast this storm blast. But when it gets you, it gets you, girl. Wish I'd never text you, it messed me up. Now she's tweeting me like she wants my limbs detached. That's when I learned there's always strings attached.
I'm just laid back. And someone told that lighty I should stay back. Real talk, car, shh, might get mad at me. I'm not on all the headaches and the casualties. Screaming down the place where she might ride or die. I can't imagine spending just one night. Little G only got one life. Make sure the girl that you pick's just right. So, you see these girls, they can twist you and turn you in this life. When it comes to girls, I've been over hurdles. The quiet ones are evil, they will light you and burn you. They feel hurt when really they hurt you. See me, man, a bad boy, I'll take no chat. If she moving kinda bulky, I just leave her as that. Cause in the long run, but tomorrow, I'll serve my mum's life, she gon' want my black back.
Yes, sir. Story by Joel Baker featuring Abracadabra.
And it was magical as well.
Big, big, big.
that was a nice joke.
Ding.
I'm finding the ding.
Ten.
Thing. There you go. Little ding for Joel.
I made the fucking joke.
I thought you said it for him. Sorry. Ding, ding for Reese.
Thank you.
Reese. Ding for Reese.
Yes. Cool. So, we're going to start a new... Yeah, I think we're all good. But we're going to start a new section of the show this week and every week. Mm-hmm. And Joel, well, people get in touch with the show and we give them advice. Yeah, no. But
okay.
Also, I'd like to say your name.
Okay.
Listen to this, put your headphones on. And then at the end of it, I'd like you to introduce yourself, okay? So here we go.
It's Bro Bro! With your hosts, Michael Payne, Reese Sanders, Harley Sylvester.
And
with special guest
Joel Baker.
Very, very good. So I like
spoken
that.
Like a
be
true
more
gent.
Like Joel Baker. That's how I.
Oh,
would
that was
say
good.
It. Yeah. That was how I.
That's
would
how
say
I would. Yeah,
that's
definitely.
How oh, I would right, do okay. it. Mm-hmm.
Hey Joel, it's great to have you on Bro Bro today. How have you been?
Oh, I've been amazing. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Thanks. All the way down from sunny Nottingham.
Mm. Oh yeah, mate. I mean, it's just a bit gloomy being in rainy London right now. But
yeah,
hey,
must be hard. Mm. All those palm trees and stuff
oh,
in Nottingham.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, sunshine all the beach. Time.
I hear
yeah.
you've recently become an uncle. How's the kid?
I'm so confused. Yeah, no.
Reese is too good at this.
Yeah, yeah. Really good.
Actually, scarily good
I
at
see
this.
A chat show in your future. For American chat show.
I'm working on it. I'm working
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, some people have got in touch with the show with some problems. Our motto is no problem too small. In fact, the smaller the better.
Come on, hey.
But we'd like your advice on how to help some people. So, Reese, would you like to get into it?
So, everyone, first of all, today we've got a problem from Melanie. Melanie says, I got so drunk recently that I vomited all over my desk at work in the morning. No one saw as I cleaned it up before everyone got in the office, but the office stank and nobody knows why. People are asking questions. What do I do?
Keep lying, isn't
it? We know how Reese has a thing about vomit. I'm not unnatural, it's fine.
Reese does, really.
Basically, if you...
Not
if
a fetish. Not
no,
like
no, not a fetish.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
no, no, no. If someone
thing,
was
man?
Being sick around you, Joel,
okay.
and they were over the toilet and their hair, you were like, oh, their hair might get in the sick. Would you go and hold their hair or would you just leave them to be and... protect the hair.
I mean, I think a lot of context is needed here. I mean,
the
if like,
they
I
were
know
drunk.
The person,
the said person drunk. Is your missus,
yes,
and you live
okay.
with her.
Oh
yeah.
my days! Yeah, there's no question. Come on, that's
thank
a
you.
Relationship.
Thank
right.
you.
I think every single person that we ask that ever
yeah.
walks through this door
thank
will
you.
Agree.
Cool. So how
not
about this one?
Reese,
how about
Reese,
this one?
What are you saying in this situation?
I'll just shave red so I don't have to
no.
hear about it. Never have that problem.
That is oh, Reese,
you know,
come on, bro.
I believe you'll put chewing gum in it.
Listen,
100 double mint. In a chewing
listen,
yeah, in
one,
her hair, I mean.
One, I don't like sick.
Well,
two,
it does. No
if
one
you
does.
Make yeah. yourself sick by drinking too much,
oh
that's your
God.
Fault.
This
that
again.
Is not
this
my
again.
Fault.
This is not. We've been through this a lot. It angers all of us by the end of the show because no one yeah. goes out thinking, oh, I'm going to have a few drinks. I definitely want to be sick tonight. It just happens,
it
doesn't
does.
It?
Yeah, but you're technically ODing on a drug that you voluntarily did. That's not my fault that you're a twat.
we don't. Reese is on a man on his own yes, here because
yeah.
we don't
there's
agree
no
with
convinces.
This. There's no, absolutely none. Mm. Anyway, back to Melanie.
yeah, back to Melanie. I don't know what kind of office you're in where you can't get the. Did it happen today?
The office downstairs is empty.
Oh.
So maybe she was in there. And everyone's had to like clear out now. She's like, oh, what do I do?
Well, she cleaned it up, but it's obviously it
yeah, she got rid of
smell.
All the furniture. I've looked in the room.
She literally cleaned everything up from the office.
No wonder people are asking questions.
Yeah,
you just gotta buy some Febreze, man.
I don't know
and
the
a little
smell of sick though.
Infuser. Just like
I just want smell. I want to know when she vomited, because if it happened today and it smells,
no, it would have happened. Well, yeah, maybe it would have happened last night, because she's saying when she came into work the next morning.
Did she say? Okay. Did she use the words the next morning?
She got drunk when she came in the next morning. She vomited.
Oh right, it obviously happened at least days ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a good idea for her then. Find some roadkill, right? Put it in the office, hide it, so then the next day she could be like, oh, look, I found this dead badger or whatever. Yeah. That must be what the smell is. And everyone would be like, oh, yeah, it was that run over skunk.
Where do you find
the photocopier?
Where would you find roadkill?
Where, it's in the name of Natalie, yeah.
Where do you find roadkill? I love that. I know what you meant.
I've been on a lot of roads. I don't just see things killed on the floor.
You don't live out in the countryside,
no,
do you? Yeah.
No, I definitely don't. No,
like,
don't.
If you were driving up to Beeston from Nottingham.
Come on, you see some deers.
Yeah,
no, but you're not going to get it from, like, Caledonian Road to.
Nottingham has a.
You're not going to see a deer on the way to the tube. And also, how do you know
she lives in London? I don't know.
No,
she may not do.
But I'm saying, if you go to the country, you're stepping over dead animals everywhere you go.
You see dead animals every day. Yeah,
it's not that bad. It's not that bad. You're not stepping over.
Yeah, it's not like you can't move for dead animals. You're gonna have to take a detour. That road's blocked now.
Can't get out of the driveway today, Dino. I'm not coming home.
What I'm learning about the country is, you go there, you get handed six women. You have to step over dead animals everywhere you go.
So rabbits, right? We're overpopulated with rabbits, which is why we've made myxomatosis a human disease. To kill off rabbits.
Ooh.
Because it's passed on when rabbits breeding like rabbits, obviously, it's saying. So the amount of rabbits on country lanes getting run over is a joke. Pheasants be another one, foxes and badgers.
On purpose?
It's not like, you know, when you're driving.
It's like the acid attacks.
Yeah, you know, on your driving test, where they're like, if an animal runs in the road, you have to kill it. That means if it's still in the road, you have to chase it through fields or anything.
People think they're putting these animals out of their misery. These are perfectly healthy animals.
This is in a farm just ploughing sheep down.
I don't understand the country. I just don't. Anyway, Melanie.
Roadkill's a good idea. Go to a fish market and just buy a fish and then put it in. Get someone fired. This is what you do. Yeah. It's quite an elaborate plan.
Right.
Get someone fired. You've got to do it quickly, though.
And then blame it on them.
And then stick a fish in one of the pipes and say they were disgruntled, and then they did that as a parting gift.
That's always a good one. Fish behind the radiator or in the
something like
into
that.
The curtain. People do that.
Who do you not like? Target them.
There's another plan, but it might be a bit too far-fetched. I mean, burning toast tends to overpower any smell, but that's a bit too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Burning
I think
toast,
the road
right,
kills
right.
a bit.
It's much better and easier. Yeah. It's much easier to
burning
get roadkill than some
vibe.
Toast.
Or a dead body.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting you kill someone, but if you stumble across a dead body, then maybe just drag it to work and put it behind the photocopier.
Or maybe if there's one already in work somewhere that you can use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Some workplaces have dead bodies.
Yeah, be careful. It's not like 80-year-old Jean who's just fell asleep and you've just.
She might work in an office in a hospital.
Yeah.
Maybe make friends with a zombie, because they look like they smell. Bring them into work.
Yeah.
It's like, to come
yeah, mate,
work
just
with
make
you.
Friends with a smelly person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stinky
and bring them
person,
to work.
You're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the easiest
thing. That's it. That's good.
Sorted.
All right, Melanie, if that's you've been helped. On to the next.
So the next one's from Joella.
Joelle.
All right.
Ain't it Joella?
I thought it was Joella.
Well, with an E on the end.
Oh,
Joelle.
Right. Oh, Joelle. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I can't see the screen from here.
So this one, it is Joelle. It's my girlfriend. Anyway, so this one's from Joelle. It says, my new boyfriend's cock is too big. It's not like I don't like big dicks, but I'm not sure what to do. He smells really peng. This is me. Is this the deal breaker? Girl.
Because it's too big.
Oh, too big. Yeah, it's not me.
He smells nice. It's not like she... I don't understand the problem. She does not like... She doesn't like
Wait, does
them.
His dick smell nice?
No,
or
no,
does
I
he
think,
smell
I
nice?
I think the whole thing... So I think he smells really peng. He smells nice. So she's saying she doesn't not like big dicks, but obviously his is too big. Over to you.
Justin.
Over to Justin. Why does he know?
I've had this problem all my life. Well, the opposite, kind of, anyway. I smell really nice, but I've got a really small dick.
Yeah.
Because I smell really bad, and I've got a really small dick.
I think that's a better way, really, than be smelly. I'd rather have someone who is not well endowed, but smells nice, than some smelly guy that... I mean, I could wash him, I suppose, but...
You could wash him? Yeah. Like, I'm really into this.
As I'm shampooing his hair.
I don't really know... Natalie,
okay.
This is one for you.
I think you can be honest. There is such a thing as for personal preference, is too big or too small. And if it's too big, I'm assuming she means to have penetrative sex. There are other things that you could do, I guess, although you're probably going to get arm ache as well or whatever.
But then the thing is, it's not like... the myth about like vaginas getting bigger isn't true, is it?
They don't just expand.
Exactly. So it's not like, oh, she slept with loads of people, she'd have a huge vagina. That's not actually true. Your vagina doesn't. Could you imagine?
If it really became a bucket.
Yeah. An actual bucket. As soon as it saw it, just like, whoop.
But then if that was the case, then surely men's would get smaller every time because we're just wearing a bit off. It's like, you know, when the sea hits the rocks and he just wears it.
Erosion. Penile erosion.
Well, I do
all men suffer from it.
I have seen a documentary about this, actually, just in my spare time, just something to do.
Well, I'd expect it to be in your spare time. You're not doing it at work, are you?
Well, sometimes, yeah. A bit of a lunch break. No, I do know from... I've seen a documentary about couples were talking about it, and a lady was saying, like, oh, it was very daunting at first, but there are different positions and things that you can try to ease in better. And also, I'd say lube's probably quite a good thing.
Yeah.
The position, the drill bit, is a good one. What's if that situation arises.
What is that?
Where they lie on flat on the front.
Who's? This is the man?
No, the woman.
The woman,
because
yeah.
Otherwise that won't work, would it? Do you do much of this sex stuff?
Well, I don't know the drill bit thing.
And then, like...
She lies on her front.
Yeah, and then... You lie on the back, not lie on the back. Like, yeah, just have sex with her from behind while she's lay flat on her front.
Oh, right. So like doggy, but without the being on all fours.
Yeah, it's just called the drill bit.
I think it could be just like a really lazy dog.
Yeah. Rolling. Yeah. Okay, and that works for a larger penis, does it?
Probably.
All right. Well, there we go. Drill bit, Joel. Drill bit.
Try that.
We have another problem.
This is a last one.
The last one here from Abdul.
Oh my god, are we going to play a game after?
Yeah, no, we're not. We're going to play a song. I'm saying, Joel, then we'll play a game.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Sorry, yes. I'm jumping the gun again.
Yes.
I'm
so excited. Well excited. Sorry, Abdul. So he's having a dry spell in his love life. He feels like Dr. Evil has just stole his mojo. How can I get my mojo back without having to use Tinder or Bumble?
Speak to Dr. Evil, isn't it? And get him to give him back. Give it back. Why did you name check Dr. Evil of all people?
Dr. Evil from Austin Powers?
Yeah,
why he stole him? Austin's mojo.
Why is he...
lost my mojo,
right,
baby.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay, Powers, cool. Yeah, sorry, yeah, yeah. Sorry, it was a reference. I thought Dr. Evil had actually stolen his mojo.
Do you know calling it mojo as well was probably a bit of a deterrent
what
to
modern
swimming?
Is that libido?
No, your mojo is like... Ain't it like your style, kind of?
No,
it's like... swagger.
Yeah, like confidence. The kind of... Yeah. Like,
your back.
The energies, the vibe, the aura vibe that you have.
Has anyone, have you ever said like, oh, I've lost my mojo today, or got my mojo, or have
I've
ever
never
said the
lost
word
it.
Mojo?
I've probably got a cousin called Mojo, to be fair.
It is a weird word. Well, how can he get, he means his dating life without using Tinder or Bumble, how can Abdul get his mojo back?
Do they still make, they still print Mojo
There's a magazine,
magazine
called Mojo, yeah.
And these Mojo Jojo in Powerpuff Girls.
How can Abdul get his mojo back? Because Stella got her groove back.
Watch Powerpuff Girls and read music magazines.
Yeah.
What's Powerpuff?
Is and isn't Mojo like an app now or something as well?
Yeah, there is a Mojo app.
What does that do?
I think it's like cars or hotels or...
Not
well, maybe it just gets you your mojo back. Maybe that's maybe people are just kind of missing the entire point of this app, and literally by downloading this app, you have your mojo back automatically.
Okay.
Also, by dry spelling your love life, so I'm assuming not one night stands, more like a love life in general, like you're trying to, you can't find a woman to couple up with or a man to couple up with.
Ask Joel, it says on. Joel, what are you saying about mojo?
I mean, I just don't think... Who is this? Abdul,
yeah?
Abdul just needs to chill, man. Just find some purpose in life. Just go do your thing and then find your mojo, like...
Yeah, true. Maybe. Don't concentrate too much on it,
maybe.
Come
on, yeah.
Do you think maybe the mojo, if you relax a bit, eventually comes back to you?
Yeah, that's just his thing, isn't it? Find some other purpose. Right. Otherwise, it sounds like he's just too caught in this, oh, I haven't got a love life thing.
Yeah.
Or get a new trim.
Or get a trim. I mean, a trim... Always. That's a quick fix.
Always. Yeah. Always.
That's a quick fix.
You feel better. You feel like
I had a trim last week. Yeah. I had sex 3 continuous days. I've never done it that many times in my life.
He was still in the barber's chair.
Yeah. I hadn't even left. I hadn't
even paid. Hadn't even paid for the trim.
You'd only done one side. It's not even blended yet.
People can see through the window.
Do you have a haircut?
Yeah, you get sexy instantly like that.
He's out here drilling.
Of course you do.
Is that all saying that?
Look, listen. Find yourself a good barber. Get him to give you a level one fade.
Yeah.
Shape up, maybe a little high top.
I don't.
And walk out and see what happens.
Yeah. I'm gonna walk out like a kid and play. I don't know. I don't want that. I don't want a shape up.
Imagine that, leave a high top.
Okay, great. Okay, well, I'll ask my hairdresser for a high top next time.
With a line for it. Yeah. Definitely get the line for
it. Just say mojo as well. Mojo as well. Yeah. Just have mojo in 100%. My hair.
Why do you think we get shape ups every week?
It's true. I do think, like, you didn't need your haircut again. You didn't need that done again.
It's an ego massage. Ah, you get me?
All right. Well, great advice. Great.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for your help, Joel.
Yeah. Big the very first Bropra. Thank you.
I feel amazing.
Yeah.
I feel amazing right now.
I'm
going to take on some of that advice myself.
Toasters for everyone.
You get a car. Thanks again for joining us. Before you go, let people know where they can find you and find your wonderful music.
It's all online on Spotify, Apple Music, Joel Baker, or socials, Joel Baker Music. Yeah, man. Listen out for the mixtape coming soon, mm-hmm. Bag of Dreams. And yeah, man. And I've got a live show in October as well.
Big whereabouts?
My June.
I can't remember.
Can you say yet? Are
I can't remember.
To say?
Is it the
Maybe
National
not.
School?
Maybe, yes.
Oh, that's where it is. That's where it is.
National. Comprehensive. The National.
The National.
No one's going to go to Hucknall. You're probably better doing it somewhere else.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming in, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My
Let's get some music. Spoobar Radio will be back on the other side of a game.
Shut them down. down. Hold it, come on. Oh, wait a minute now. Huh. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, yeah, I know you got soul. Pump the beat, the ball beat, y'all.
That's FUBAR Radio and Public Enemy.
Shut him down, shut him down. I say it quite a lot during this.
Should we get into a game, please?
Yeah,
because I've been aching for this for like an hour and 45 minutes.
I know, you have been. Okay, let's, well, as Joel Baker was here.
Yep, very esteemed guest. And
he was great.
He was, he helped us out with a first.
For Bropra.
With Bropra, yeah.
I think it went well, you know, Bropra.
I really like Bropra.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. So we'll continue with that. So, yeah, Joel Baker was here. So we've got a special guest in honour of him. A game story about baking, of course. Of course it's about baking. Traditionally, as always, we've got 7 clips. All you have to do is tell me what's being baked in the following clips. Okay?
Me.
Yeah, well, right now it's definitely me. This is the sound of me baked.
Let's play a game of...
With Michael Payne and Reese Sanders on FUBAR Radio.
Okay, so what is being baked... in clip number one. Okay, here we go. Oh, you know what I meant to say?
Some of them are drinks.
It's not that it's being baked, it's about to be baked. This is happening before it gets baked, okay? So you've got to tell me.
What? Everything happened before it got baked. Like, it sounded like someone going to the toilet, so I'm assuming he went and washed his hands before he baked some bread.
No, so it's about to be baked. It's about to go in the oven, you can assume, or any of there are other types of baking available. But... what is this product before it goes into the oven? What's about to be made or baked, okay? All right, so let's go back to number one.
I hate you very much. Have you even got a slight clue? No.
No.
Well, just think about things that are baked. It's quite... some of them are, like, pastry-related. Just things like that. What can be baked, okay?
A lot of things.
Yeah. Well, you know. Okay, so... that was easy. On to number two. Okay.
So do I put down what's happening in the
clip? No, I want to know what the end...
you put down what the end product's going to be.
This is fucking ridiculous. Okay. A lot of stuff that you bake are going to have the same ingredients, so you're going to have the similar process.
I mean, yeah, baked goods, but just put down what you think is being baked. And this is not the most ridiculous game we've ever played, by the way.
It isn't, but it's still fucking ridiculous, though.
I will say shout out to Kayla, the intern. We've trained her well, because it was her that came up with this one today. I've never been more proud of an intern in my life. Okay, so here's clip number three. You're giving me a full death stare, Chris.
Play that again. Play that again.
So obvious. Okay, so that's obvious what that is. Let's move on. That's number three. We all got that?
Oh!
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
No, I know I'm wrong, but fuck it.
Okay, here's number four.
I hope I never see Kayla again.
she's here until the end of August. You show her some respect.
I'm off until then.
Here's number five.
Is this a newspaper cake? What's that one?
What, baked newspaper? Baked newspaper? No. No. Put something down, yeah? So here's number six.
No, play five again. Play five again, please.
Five.
You know, just as I thought, I don't know.
Okay. That's number six.
Why does it sound like someone's cracking eggs and then throwing the shells into the bowl?
It does actually sound like that. Okay, we've all got something for that, I'm sure. It's so easy. So number, this final one, what's being baked here? This is not a food item, I will say. You would definitely not bake this in an oven. Okay?
Hmm?
You would, this would not.
So how else would you bake
because
it?
Because something else is baked.
What else is baked? That doesn't go in an oven.
That doesn't exactly. Apart from
well,
like
you
smokers.
Two have baked before a show, aren't you? But you haven't popped you in the oven.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm not actually baked. It's, it's
well, the baked can mean many things. Baked could mean like literally baked, or baked as in on weeds, or baked as in something else, like a popular trend of something called baked, which is what this is. But I'd be surprised if you get it.
A popular trend called baked.
Yeah.
Playing them.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't got fucking clue.
Okay, well, let's go through some answers. Woo! Michael Payne, what do you have for one, please?
Lasagna.
Oh, baked lasagna. Yeah, that's a good one. Reese?
Pasty.
No, sorry, it was donuts. On to number two. What do you have for that?
Cake.
Cake. Oh, sounds specific. What do you have?
Brownie.
Which means not specific. It's a fucking cake.
No, it was lemon meringue pie. On to the next one. What do you have?
Carrot cake.
No.
Apple pie.
Macaroons, obviously. That was wrong. Number four?
Nothing.
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, you've already said it, Reese. It was brownies.
That's what I said. Just said. Brownies.
You said nothing. You said nothing.
Oh, is that I pronounced it wrong. Sorry.
What was number five?
It's my accent.
Could you play again, please?
Yes.
Oh, the newspaper cake.
You have no idea.
Flapjack.
What, you can have a guess at something. Is something cake?
Christmas cake.
No, cheesecake. Sorry. Number six. Anyone? Cookies. And finally, everyone knows this popular trend. What was number seven?
Is it like a fresh air knockout?
A what?
A fresh air knockout.
A fresh air knockout. What's yeah. that?
Do you know where, when you were young, you used to like hyperventilate loads and then you'd stand up against a wall and everyone would press on your chest and you passed out?
Yeah.
That's like a popular trend. Okay. That was like a massive trend.
Or
they do it with beer hug. I thought it might be like a new trend because we called it fresh air knockout. Other people called it other
a
stuff.
A baked knockout.
I thought, you know, it might, because he sounded like he was it's hyperventilating good. And then there was some kind of like...
Could you play it again, please?
Very good. It's not a fresh air knockout.
Is it something to do with building?
Oh, no.
Is it something to do with wanking?
No, but it sounds like that to me.
Why did you mime that to me?
That's well, what it sounds like, someone beating, as you would say it.
Having sex.
It's not. Do you want to have a guess on what part of the body it is on?
The hip.
Okay. I may give you half a point if you even guess. What
chest.
Part.
Sternum.
No. Over to you.
Lips?
No. Well, no. No.
Mouth, teeth.
No, like what part? Oh, it's the face, okay? It's the face. This is a popular makeup trend where you apply an excessive amount of powder on top of concealer, let it sit for 3 to 5 minutes to bake, and then brush off the excess powder in order to keep the concealer from creasing, highlight the face, and make your makeup last longer.
Fuck
FYI.
You, Kayla.
And what was that noise? Was that a blow dryer?
Oh, well, let's go. I think that's good. They're brushing off the powder.
What's the banging? Look.
Just hitting your face.
I can hear something electronic.
I don't know. Kayla was doing that earlier in the bathroom. We recorded.
So this is the noise.
That was actually
no,
Kayla.
No, it wasn't. Of course.
So this, wait, could you play it one more time? This is to you the noise of someone brushing something off their face.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not, as in as they're punching.
It's a Pinocchio brushing something off his face, because that sounds like a wooden fucking face.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a trend where you apply a lot of powder, let it sit, and then brush it off. I don't see where else it could be apart from brushing it off. Anyway, well done, guys. It's a draw with 0-0. It's a draw, so...
We've got to have a penalty shootout now.
So, I'm not ever going to... I'm just going to forget this ever happened.
Yeah,
we didn't
too.
Even get time, because we're out of... Well, we've only got a couple of minutes, but just before we go, I really want you to read out this, what happened. It'll be old news by next week, because I don't think if you've seen this yet, but it's very funny.
Right. So Liam Gallagher explained in an interview how much his kids love WhatsApp Ricky, when obviously he meant ASAP Rocky. The former Oasis frontman appears on the cover of the latest issue of GQ, and in the feature, Liam discussed his kids' music tastes. My kids fucking love grime music, he said. They also like that bloke, WhatsApp Ricky. You know, the American geezer. Stylish, funny, gold teeth. I would have said Slit Rick.
Yeah, I would have thought Slit Rick.
When the journalist corrected him and asked if he meant ASAP Rocky, Liam replied, "Oh yeah, that's the fella. WhatsApp Ricky."
Just sorry, can you just say Liam again, please?
Yeah, I
Liam.
Like that he said that. No, you didn't say it like that. You said Liam.
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 No, I never.
You yeah, did. You did. We both heard that you said that.
Did I say Liam? Yeah,
you did. You said Liam.
And I that must have been an accident because I always say Liam. What the fuck am I?
Liam Gallagher.
Do they sometimes, yeah, but we'll have like names of footballers that are literally like four paragraphs long. And he'll be able to read the names.
Like Liam.
Perfect, four letters.
How do you say Noel then? Noel? No.
Noel.
Noel?
Yeah, Noel.
Noel,
Noel Gallagher.
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 Well, yeah, so that's made us laugh earlier.
Yeah.
He said it was a better name. When he was corrected, apparently, he said,
he
well,
said he did. He said, oh, yeah, that's the fella. WhatsApp Ricky. That's a better fucking name anyway. WhatsApp Ricky is a pretty good
that
name.
That is actually quite
fair.
Good.
Yeah, isn't it?
Would he be more British, WhatsApp Ricky?
I reckon so.
Than American, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he'd definitely be, yeah.
I'm sure we're playing a song on the show quite soon with WhatsApp Ricky.
Do you reckon he'd be a solo artist, or do you reckon he'd have a group? Thank you.
Final That's ding. The only legit ding of the day, I feel.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I saved it right till the end.
Okay, well, it's been a good show today.
It has indeed. We've had Joel Baker and Gwen Dickey come talk to us. Well, Gwen Dickey kind of came, but, you know, she phoned in the rest of the way. And
it was a great interview, to be
yeah,
fair.
It really yeah. was. I think we all kind of came when we had that interview. It was good. It was nice. Yes.
That's probably the first Dickie you've had a week, isn't it?
Ding! Yeah, man, let's wrap it up.
Trying to go for a hat trick before 57.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, join us next week when hopefully yes. Harley will be back.
Yeah, and Screwfitz is coming in. Oh, as well, is he? So sick. That will be sick.
This is you. Easy what I yeah, yeah. Easy what I done. Yeah, 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 yeah. Did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones, and my niggas wanna try some. Did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the bones, and my niggas wanna try some. Came looking like a ganja farmer. Did daddy better hide his daughter. Shake her bunda just like I taught her. Splash her bunda with holy water. Liquor spice for the winter season. Your chicken is a liquor season. Yeah. Did you see what he did? The black Benz turned white and they can't believe it. Make him repeat it. That's some new shit. They've never seen it. You should feel it. Meet and greet it. I'll be a genius if I didn't think with my penis. Get them thinking I'm awesome. Man them approach with caution. True say we came with the bun. Some but true say we came for the bun. That's some round thing that I can put my paws on. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones and my niggas wanna try some. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the bones and my niggas wanna try some. Came smelling like I robbed a nine bar. Looking for the baddest diva. Hold up, let me analyze her. Body looking like a hypnotizer. Come let me try some, so you can climb on. Oh, you're a shy one, who you tryna hide from? Baby, jump in a black ride and put your friend in a white one. I'm a Benzo addict, pulled up in traffic. Me and my friends switch cars and they look like magic. They never seen such a skinny man in a big puffer jacket. That's unfamiliar. Came looking like a bodybuilder. Out here it's windy and I don't wonder I'm into you now. Don't you wanna see the interior? Did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones and my niggas wanna try some. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the bones and my niggas wanna try some. I done came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones and my niggas wanna try some. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came.